Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Amish Sweethearts, Four Amish Novellas, by Amy Clipston. Narrated by Callie Bollier. A Home for Lindsay. Chapter 1. The rocks under Matthew Glick's boots crunched as he walked up the driveway that led to his sister's small farmhouse. At the back of the modest clapboard two-story white structure, he could see lights burning in the kitchen. He imagined Betsy, Earl, and their daughter Suzanne and Ella sharing supper around their table earlier. But it was late now. Perhaps Betsy and Earl were having a snack. As his driver backed down the driveway, the headlights from his car cast ghost-like shadows on the skeleton of the house Matthew was building for Lindsay Bedford, his fiancée, at the back of the property. A smile turned up the corners of his mouth. In only 5 months, he and Lindsay would be married and start a new life in that house. He started for the back porch steps of his sister's home, but then halted. Instead, he stepped into his workshop off Earl's barn. He lifted a Coleman lantern from his workbench, clicked it on, and walked toward his unfinished house. The only sounds came from the singing cicadas and a distant car. As he stood in front of the work he'd accomplished so far, an image of Lindsay filled his mind. When he first met her, he was awestruck by her red hair and emerald eyes, but her beauty wasn't all that drew him to her. Her sweet and thoughtful personality quickly won him over. He'd been shy and taciturn when he arrived in Bird in Hand, but Lindsay had been determined to be his friend. The move to Bird in Hand hadn't been under the best of circumstances. He'd brought his mother there so Betsy could help nurse her.